My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, so we've heard from the Haslams. We'd heard from the county. We've heard from representatives of the mayor's office. Not really a lot from Mayor Bibb. And now we hear from Mark Namek from Signal, Ohio. You sometimes see him on WKYC on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to help make some common sense out of some big picture items when it comes to the Browns and their future. Mark, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm well. Thank you. A lot of news this last couple of weeks, and not much of that driven by the Browns.
All right, well, we heard from the county yesterday, and Ken and I were a little confused as to some of the things the county executive, Chris Ronan, has said. I'm wondering if you had some of the same questions, and whether or not right now you think it behooves anybody to start backing either the county, the city, or the team, or do you think we still need so many more specifics?
We need more specifics, and let's first set the stage. This deal right now is between the city of Cleveland and the Browns, because that's where the stadium is, that's where the lease is. What we saw over the weekend and yesterday was really the county saying, hey, right now, fellas, we're not getting involved. We're not throwing our hat in on Brook Park, because that's the point at which you have to reach to the county if you want to go bigger, broader, because the county controls three really potentially critical revenue sources for major projects, right? That's the hotel bed tax, which you pay to stay overnight. They've used that for other projects in the past. That could be something used here. There is the sin tax, which you need a vote of council and then ultimately go to the voters, which we know right now supports the three stadiums right now, and it doesn't even cover enough, bring in enough money to cover the repairs. There's sales tax increases. So there's a lot that the county can do, most likely, you know, the biggest part of that being backing the debt, you know, writing off, being willing to support if a project falls short to cover the costs. So that's really all related to the Brook Park deal. Right now, we're still waiting to see more of the details of what Mayor Bibb offered the Browns relative to the $1.2 billion renovation. And that really is, you know, more than just fixing up signs and stuff. That would be really quite a bit of a redo of that stadium.
Mark Namek joining us, Signal, Ohio. So in as layman's terms as possible, what's the chances for a regular Browns fan that this has a chance to be done, the Brook Park Dome? Like, could it still be done, or is there now a big hit towards this?
Yeah, all right. I'll have to borrow some sports analogies here. Yeah, it's fourth quarter. The Browns are deep in their own territory. I mean, losing the county right now, closing the door to those financial options makes it tough. There's still state money. And the Browns all along didn't want one source. They wanted the city, the county, and the state. So they're pursuing all of those, but very difficult, clearly, if you're not going to get them together. Because right now the mayor and the county are both essentially putting a pretty good stiff arm on the Browns.
Martin Amick joining us on the show. So could there be, is there like a, I don't want to start doing hacky sports things here, but is there a way around it? I won't say end round, but is there a way around the city and the county here for the Browns?
No, but they could sweeten the pot for both of them. For example, I've mentioned before, there's lots of plans out there that people could do. One would be try to get state lawmakers to create a Ohio sports, you know, authority that would become an entity that could issue bonds. Again, you still need a lot of support from state lawmakers. They could do it. The Browns could push this as a economic development project and try to seek the same kind of incentives and grants that Intel gets in Columbus. There are a lot of elements that they're, I'm sure they're likely pursuing, but right now it still is this deal between the city and the Browns. And the biggest unanswered question is, when you peel back some of the mayor's numbers, roughly $460 million is what they're offering, and a lot of that is money they have to set aside for ongoing maintenance. That does include a portion of the syntax, but that syntax runs out in 10 years. So at some point, the city's probably got to talk to the county and see what they could do with support for a countywide syntax if they were going to renovate. But as Chris Ronayne said yesterday, it was a little bit of news getting lost in there, is that he does not support a syntax for any one stadium. He sees that as something that would have to be for all three, since the taxpayers here are pretty much on the hook for those projects.
Do they believe that a renovation is really feasible and something that's long-lasting, or is this kicking the can down the road?
You know, it depends who you talk to. Signal Cleveland and my colleague Nick Costello has written a lot about the audit that's been done of the current stadium, which shows, you know, lots of needed repairs. But we've heard from, you know, former, Cleveland, I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought there with it. Ken Silliman, he used to be with the city of Cleveland. He helped get that stadium where it is, was on the Gateway board.
And my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And they'll argue that stadium is solid. Sure, it needs upgrades. I know right now they need a pedestrian ramp, gutter replacements, hot water tanks. These are all things that the city's on the hook to repair. But $1 billion renovation could keep it going. The Browns argue, over time that's still going to cost more. And we've heard that argument in Nashville, and ultimately city leaders there ended up building a new stadium. So there's two sides to this thing, and both sides will go hard on it.
Mark Namek from Signal Ohio joining us on the hotline. So obviously it doesn't matter to me whether or not the Haslams make money. I don't think most taxpayers care if they are going to benefit royally from a project. What they care about is, all right, if the Haslams are making money, what is the region, what is the county, what is the city involved going to get out of it? And obviously they are going to talk Super Bowls. They are going to talk Big Ten championships and WrestleManias and Final Fours. And we've been able to maybe at times punch above our weight before and get some big-time events over the years. I think the question is, the Haslams aren't going to make any more money off that structure downtown, and the city's not going to get anything out of it. So doesn't it stand to reason that if they can show that this project truly does pay for itself, I know there's a lot of political jargon and political cliche in, even what I just said, wouldn't that be something that the county would get behind?
Yes, but let's go back up on two points here. One is, yes, a roofed stadium, and remember, it's not really a dome, but we like to say that this is a roofed stadium. It looks more like a warehouse roof. An enclosed structure gives the operator of that facility a lot more options to bring in concerts, car shows, you name it. That is something that would benefit the Haslams and something that they want to do and something they say helps pay for it. Now, the argument that's emerging now is we can't invest in that if it's going to pull from our other investment, which is Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. There's no question that these two facilities would compete for some. There's not that many big, big level events. What I saw when the Haslams released those proposals recently in their sketches is, no, they see this facility as pulling in a big range of stuff. Does that compete with Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse? I think there is, an argument that can be made, and that's what the county's saying, that potentially cuts into that. So is there a net gain for the region, or is the net gain for the Haslams?
Is it unfair to say that Dan Gilbert would be pulling against that then?
Well, he's investing quite a bit in the region now. I don't know what he would say. I would think there would be some concern by the operators of the arena. Would they be competing for some of the same events? Now, they would have, they could offer something different. The Haslam's plan says, look, parking and this whole, larger entertainment district around it, that's what they want. Obviously, we have Rocket Mortgage Field downtown with its own entertainment district. But we are talking to a certain extent about the same pie with the benefit of a roofed stadium, maybe drawing some of those occasional bigger events. But that's the debate that has to go on between, those owners. Right now, the county said we can't invest in something that is working against our other investments. That's really what he's saying. Because we've already put public money into Rocket Mortgage, downtown, the stadium. People don't get this, but there was a reason why they were at the Hilton Hotel yesterday. That is a county-financed hotel. That was their argument. The optics of it were pretty obvious with the stadium looming, but hey, our investments are going on down here. If you move the stadium, that might even hurt our hotel. That's what they were saying, and that's the argument they're making in print, on radio. But this isn't over yet, but certainly there's a lot more to be worked out, and the clock is ticking. Although I pointed out before, guys, that Cleveland Municipal Stadium, Cleveland Browns Stadium, whatever we want to call it right now, doesn't turn into a pumpkin when the lease ends. If they haven't figured it out or they need more time, the Browns will still be playing in Cleveland.
It's scary to me when you say the term clock is ticking, though. That does spook me there, Mark. Just, well, I got to admit.
Ticking to the existing lease. I mean, we've had no signal from the Haslams that they're leaving the region. You know, I'm not really buying into this leaving Cleveland if they move to the border. I mean, you know, most people couldn't make the distinction there. But that,
especially since it used to be Cleveland, so that tracked the land.
Yeah, there's been some. Yeah, but there has been nothing from the Haslams that would suggest they were looking to leave the region at all. And in fact, obviously, by their proposal, they're trying to invest more in the region. So that hasn't come up, and I wouldn't play that game out. But the lease on the stadium runs out in 2028. But nothing has to say, you know, they need 2-3 years to build. They're going to need 2-3 years to renovate, you know, which has to be done in phases, potentially, if they're going to keep playing where they are. And don't forget, guys, that the lakefront plans, you know, I've been around 30 years. I've seen many lakefront plans. Most have never come together. We saw kind of a push, ironically, led by the Haslams under Frank Jackson's administration to kind of look at that and help redevelop. Bibb wants to go somewhere. We still have the unanswered question of will Burke Lakefront Airport close? The mayor has said he wants to close it. A lot of pieces have to happen on that. No, you could not build a stadium on that, but that is also land that really changes how you could use that whole waterfront.
Mark, we thank you very much for the time. All the best. Keep in touch. I know this is our first time ever talking to you, and hopefully it won't be the last. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Happy to do it.
Thank you very much. Mark Namek, Signal Ohio, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.